Well, everyone has their part to play. Sometimes love calls us to fill in for each other. This is not fair, and it's costly, but it creates an atmosphere of love and grace for everyone to thrive. Of course, it's reasonable to expect everyone to pull their own weight. But life happens, and we often have to fill in for each other. For example, this happens at work when a coworker is sick and we're asked to pick up their shift. Or maybe this is just a hard season for them and we pick up their slack to get the project finished. At home, our wife might have a girls' trip, leaving us to watch the kids by ourselves. Or perhaps she has family issues to deal with and we have to pick up a few extra chores around the house. Whatever it looks like, we're filling in for someone else and more is required of us than our usual efforts. This is usually temporary and not a big deal in the long run, but it's often disruptive when it comes unexpected. And sometimes we selfishly withhold helping out because we don't want to pay the cost. But love is costly, and many times we're called to simply show up in these mundane and inconvenient ways. This is not to ultimately take on the responsibility of others. We still expect them to stand on their own 2 feet whenever they can. And certainly, there are times in which we must say no as well. We can't neglect the duty God has given us filling in for others. But we create an atmosphere of care and support when we freely fill in for each other as needed. And to be sure, we will be on the receiving end of this at times as well. Practice love by having each other's backs and filling in for each other whenever necessary.